رضي الله تعالى عنه. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go now towards the ha'iyya, manzumat al-ha'iyya, inshallah ta'ala. This poem, al-ha'iyya, is a compilation of the principles and points of al-aqidah, belief that a Muslim needs to have, the belief that a Muslim needs to have, one has to have. And it's called al-ha'iyya because each line of the poem ends with ha. Each line of the poem ends with ha. Just like Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a nuniyya because each of the poems or lines in his poem ends with noon. And another poem called al-mimiyya because each line of the poem ends with meme. Now Abu Bakr Abdullah Ibn Abi Dawood al-Sijistani is the author of this poem. Abu Bakr Abdullah Ibn Abi Dawood al-Sijistani is the author of this poem. And he, rahimahullah ta'ala, is the son of Abu Dawood. He, rahimahullah ta'ala, is the son of Abu Dawood, who is the sahib al-Sunan. And he wrote a compilation of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narrations dealing specifically with ahkam and hadiths pertaining to jurisprudence and so forth. Now that's his father. Now in the explanation or the seerah of Abu Bakr, the one who actually wrote this poem, they say that he is an imam, ibn imam, that he is an imam, the son of an imam. That he is an imam, the son of imam, and he studied in Baghdad, Misr, and Sham. And actually in Misr and Sham, he shared the same teachers with his dad, his father, who is Abu Dawood. And that's Abu Bakr Abdullah Ibn Abi Dawood al-Sijistani. And he is considered from the ulama of the sunnah, and he died in the year 316 Hijri. He died in the year 316 Hijri. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, with regards to texts dealing with ilm and so forth and knowledge, it is not the origin that is done in a poem form. It's not the origin that is done in a poem form. In fact, the origin is that it's done in a text form. But the ulama have put these things into manzumat and into poems in order so it's easy for the talib al-ilm, so it's easy for the student of knowledge to memorize. Because it has a rhythm to it as well. And Ha'iyya, Nuniyya, Mimiyya, and of Qahtani as well, and one of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, is easy to memorize because of that. And that's why they've done it. But the origin is that it is in fact supposed to be in a text form, like we find in Kitab al-Tawheed, like we find in Aqidat al-Wasitiyya, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Usul al-Thalatha, and so forth. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he began by saying, Tamassak bihablillah wa tabi al-huda, وَلَتَكُ بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. He began in the first line of his poem, he said, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold firm to the rope of Allah, وَاتَّبِعْ الْهُدَى, and follow the guidance, and follow the guidance. The statement of the Shaykh where he says, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold firm to the rope of Allah. This is taken from the Quran and Sunnah. In fact, all of his lines are taken from the Quran and Sunnah and understanding the Salaf. And that is the way of the ulama, they stick to the Quran and Sunnah with regards to the ilm and da'wah and so forth. So tamassak bihablillah, hold firm to the rope of Allah, is taken from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. Now, the ulama of tafsir have given different explanations for the meaning of rope of Allah. The first of those explanations is by Abdullah ibn Masud. And this is point number one. You can put as a title, the meaning of the rope of Allah. Point number one, the meaning of the rope of Allah. And this is like the statement of Abdullah ibn Masud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was from the scholars of tafsir, from the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'an, where he said that the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, is al-jama'ah. He said that the rope of Allah is al-jama'ah. And this is taken from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi said, "Sataftariqu hadhihi umma ila 73 firqa kullaha fi an-nar illa wahid." Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi said in a hadith that's authentic, that this nation, this ummah, will split into 73 sects. That this ummah will split into 73 sects, all of which will be in the hellfire, illa wahida. And in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ was asked by the companions, "Man hum ya Rasulullah, who are they, O Messenger of Allah?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man kana ala ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi," whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions. And in another narration, al-jama'ah. And in another narration, al-jama'ah. So according to the explanation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu," hold tight to the jama'ah. Yani the correct path. Because he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the meaning of jama'ah. He said, "Al-jama'ah ma wafaq al-haq wa la kunta wahdak." Where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the jama'ah is that which God complies to the truth, even if you're by yourself. Even if you're by yourself. The second explanation of the meaning of the rope of Allah is by Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala. Is by Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said that the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, is the contract that one has with Allah. That the rope of Allah is the contract or the covenant that one has with Allah. And that is to worship Allah alone and don't associate partners with Him. وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with Him. So according to the explanation of Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying, hold firm to the Tawheed of Allah together and do not divide from amongst you, and do not divide. The third explanation of the rope of Allah is by Ad-Dahaq. Ad-Dahaq and Qatada, rahimahumullah. By Ad-Dahaq and Qatada, rahimahumullah. Ad-Dahaq, Ad-Dahaq, Ad-Dahaq and Qatada, rahimahumullah, where they said that the habl of Allah, that the rope of Allah is the Quran. So hold firm to the Quran, all of you, and don't divide. And Abu'l-Aliyah, this is the fourth explanation, Abu'l-Aliyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, regards to the statement of Allah, wa'tasimu bihablillah, to hold firm to the rope of Allah, he said that the rope of Allah is al-ikhlas, sincerity. He said that the rope of Allah is al-ikhlas, sincerity. And there's a narration on Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that the rope of Allah was the sunnah. Where Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the rope of Allah was the sunnah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu, hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and don't divide. A, hold firm to the Quran. Hold firm to the sunnah. Hold firm to a tawheed. Hold firm to the jama'ah and don't go into groups and stick to the jama'ah. All of you and don't divide. So that's why Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, rahimahullah ta'ala, hafizahullah tamawa, rahimahullah ta'ala, la'ib, he said that habl of Allah, the rope of Allah is the Quran and Sunnah. In his explanation, when Abu Bakr Sijistani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِ الْهُدَى, hold firm to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. He says that the rope of Allah here is the Quran and Sunnah, and of course this isn't opposing any of the other explanations. It's just each of the explainer, the ulama, that explained any type of explanation here, they picked one aspect alone, which doesn't negate others, so they're all the same. So they're all the same. And then the Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he mentioned to support sticking to the Quran and Sunnah, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, فَإِنْهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ خُلْفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا أَوْ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith that is reported in Tirmidhi, that those of you who live long enough will see divisions. We see a lot of divisions. So upon you is sticking to his sunnah, the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah of the Khulafa ar-Rashideen after him. Hold firm to it. Bin nawajib, the mole of your teeth. Wa iyyakum wa muhtathat al-umur. And stay away from newly invented matters, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدَعْتٍ دَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ دَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Because verily, every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. So we find that sticking to the rope of Allah is following the advice of the Prophet ﷺ in sticking to his sunnah. Sticking to the rope of Allah is following the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, is sticking to the rope of Allah together. And as we mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said that this ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them in a hellfire except for one. And he was asked, and he said, Al-Jama'ah. And then he was asked, and he said, those who are upon what he's upon that day, and his companions, which means that the origin and the asl is that. The asl, the foundation is what the Prophet ﷺ was upon that day, and his companions, a.e. the manhaj as-salafi, following the way of the salaf. And anybody who goes away from this has left the rope of Allah. He's not holding firm to the rope of Allah. So this is a very, very strong advice by this Imam, rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِيَ الْهُدَىٰ. Hold firm to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. This is a very strong advice from the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala. Now what we will mention here in point of benefit is taken from a Shatibi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Itisam, where he mentions the reasons for difference or division. Asbab al-ikhtilaf wa tafarruq, where he mentions the reasons there are divisions and groups and so forth. He says that the first goes back to the qadr, it's from the decree. The first reason goes back to the qadr, that is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there will be division. That there will be division. And again, this is taken from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that this ummah will divide. That this ummah will divide. And this is a revelation, this sunnah, taken from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِنْ يُوحَىٰ. That he doesn't speak from his desires, but rather is a revelation revealed to him. So it's from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will happen, and that's a given. It's going to happen. The second reason he mentioned is that which is related to the creation. The second reason he mentioned, Shatibi, is that which is related to the creation. And he mentions three reasons within those. The first reason he mentioned, he says, is the fact that people are taking other than ulama as points of reference. That people are taking other than ulama as points of reference. And this comes also from the advice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْبَدْ فَإِنَّ قَبْدَهُ بِذَهَابِ أَهْلِ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ سَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا يَدْعُونَ أَنَّهُ يَتَّبِعُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ عليكم بالعلم وإياكم التنطع وتعمق عليكم بالعتيق. Where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he mentioned in this narration, which is Hassan, he said, upon you is knowledge, seek ilm, seek knowledge before it's taken away, because verily it is taken away by the death of the scholars, or the death of its people, i.e. the scholars. And he says, upon you is knowledge, and his advice, seek knowledge because of this. And take it from who? The people of knowledge. And then he says, you will soon see, سَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا, you soon see a people who claim to follow the book of Allah, i.e. trying to say that they are from the ulama, who claim to follow the book of Allah, but rather the book of Allah is behind their backs, i.e. they ignore it. So upon you is knowledge. And be aware of innovations, be aware of philosophy, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعَتِيقِ, and upon you, a.e. follow that which is from the old, a.e. the way of the Salaf. The way of the Salaf. So the first reason that Shatibi mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, from that which is related to the creation for division, is individuals taken other than the people of knowledge as ulama. And we have an athar from Malik ibn Anas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or rahimahullah ta'ala, where he says that he saw Rabi'ah, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was from his teachers, he saw him crying. And he said to him, a musibatan unzalat bik. He says, is there a trial or calamity that's before you that you're crying? He goes, no. Walakin istufsiya man la ilma lahu. Wa istufsiya ghayru. This alim, he was crying. And Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, saw him crying. And he asked him, why are you crying? Is there a calamity that's before you? Was there a test or affliction? And he said, no, rather an individual was sought for tower, rulings that wasn't from the people of knowledge, and other than other people asked him this. So this is the fear that the ulama of the past have had. And this is the fear that the ulama of the past has had. And that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لَا يَزَلُ النَّاسِ بِخَيْرِ مَا أَخَذُوا عِلْمٍ عَنِ الْأَكَابِرِهِمْ. That the people will not cease to be upon good as long as they take knowledge from the elders from amongst them. فَإِذَا أَخَذُوا مِنْ أَصَاغِرْ وَشِرَارِهِمْ هَلَكُوا. And if they take from the younger ones or the other than the ulama and the evil ones from them, they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. And the reason is, as Shatibi mentioned, is that the person of that attributes himself to knowledge, people say that he's from the ulama, people say that he's from the mashayikh, but really he is not. So he feels that he is, so then he starts giving advice to people, he starts speaking other than with the Quran and the Sunnah, and he falls into that category of the people who speak from their opinions. Like Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَأَهْلُ الرَّأِيِ. Be away from the people of opinion. أَعْيَأْتُمْهُ الْحَدِيثًا يَحْفَظُوهَا. The narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, is too much for them to memorize. فَأَخَذُوا بِرَأِي. But rather they start going with their own opinion. فَضَلُّوا وَضَلُّوا. So they become astray and they lead others astray. So from the reasons that there are divisions in this ummah is that people are taken other than the ulama as scholars. That people are taken other than the ulama as scholars, and they deviate this individual and there forms a group. And there forms a group. So the asal of guidance, asal of al-Islam, is al-Jama'ah, upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. And from the reasons of division, as he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, is people taking people than other than Ahlul Ilm as points of references. I'm going to stop here, inshallah. And I'll mention number 2 and number 3 on Thursday, inshallah. Because you're fasting, I see everyone's faces like this.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. No, but I don't want to oppress you, Yanni. Habu habu. Inshallah. So, inshallah ta'ala, next time we continue with the second line, which is walatakum bid'iyan, and don't be from the people of innovation. We'll talk about the definition of innovation, the definition of Shatibi for innovation, the people of innovation, and our position with regards to them, the Quran and Sunnahs, the revelation with regards to the innovations and so forth. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabina Muhammadin wa ala ashabi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah bil alameen. Any questions?